Corn farmers are thankful for another abundant crop this year and hopeful that markets for their product continue to grow. Wesley Spurlock is first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association and a farmer from Texas, where this year was a positive change from 4 years of drought.
We've had just a tremendous year. We've had some flooding and some problems, but the bulk of it's been beneficial. Had good crops this year. We didn't have to pump near as much water with this kind of a year. And the corn has done real well. We've had exceptional yields across the board. With the new seed technologies we've got and our abilities to produce, we just continue to produce these great yields. And those great yields keep turning into almost record or top three, top five yields nationally every year. Even in a year with as many problems as we've got, we're looking at 13.65 again.
The big crops mean keeping a robust market for ethanol through the renewable fuel standard more important than ever.
We need it to continue and be healthy, because that is, as these yields have increased, that's where that market has grown to. And we need to keep growing it. We're producing enough corn to take care of the livestock industry, and then the DDGs coming out of the ethanol industry, going back to it, have created a need for even more markets than that.
And trade deals with other countries, including both TPP with the Asia Pacific and TTIP with Europe, are also important.
One of the major benefits is if we can get the TPP through Congress, get it passed, then it will show the world that, yes, we are interested in doing trade policy. So then maybe we can get the one with Europe taken care of and move on. If we don't get this one passed and done, then it's going to be hard for us to get any trade deal done. And they are awfully important to getting rid of this pile of corn and grains that we continue to build.
Spurlock notes that with bigger crops come lower prices and the need to develop all markets for corn.
One of the things that National Corn Growers has been pushing for is we've gone into a more market-oriented, a market development program. We're looking at everything. We're going back to our livestock industry and trying to find out what we can do for them. We've got to find all these niche markets, whether it's the TPP, it's Cuba, it's the next trade deal that's out there. We've got to have the livestock industry, we've got to have the ethanol industry, and these new exports and new markets to be developed and work with.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.